Okay, welcome to UNESCO Racing Commission special meeting on today is Monday, August 21st, 2023, and that's right at 11:40 a.m. We have a roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez.
Yes, here.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Here.
Margaret Branch. Bob Petrie.
Here.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance is the way I am. In a future world for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The approval of the agenda.
And honorable commissioners, we do have one change to the agenda. The race review regarding James J. Gonzalez II has been removed from the agenda, and that is based on a request by Mr. Gonzalez and his attorney. So that has been removed from the agenda. So
we need a motion to approve it.
Would the commission like to entertain a motion to modify the agenda to remove the race review of James J. Gonzalez II?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion and a second. And discussion, no discussion, nothing. Okay.
David Hossie Sanchez.
Yes.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Okay, we move on to
And Commissioner Sanchez, sorry, but now we need a motion to approve the agenda as modified.
Okay.
So do I understand the commission would like to entertain a motion to approve today's agenda as modified but now by the commission?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and a second. No discussion.
David Hossie Sanchez.
Yes.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Okay, move on to number four, unfinished new and or action items. A, request approval of the budget.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, commissioners. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to review the budget with me. In front of you, you have some numbers. I would just like to briefly recap those numbers under FY24. That is our current operating budget for this year, $3,849,900. For FY25, which is the next column to the left in your books, you see a total budget of $4,213,700. This year, you see a little bit more verbiage down there. Under expansion, the New Mexico Racing Commission is requesting an expansion of $1,300,000 for a total request budget at this time of $5,513,700. Now, in that expansion, that does include 10 positions, 4 veterinarians, 2 stewards,
investigators, financial specialists.
Yes.
Amongst others, deputy director.
Yes, a few other positions. In addition to that, we are requesting all the necessary items, computers, furniture, in order to furnish and basically provide for those positions. And that is what is going into the $1.3 million at this point in time.
We have office space for all that?
No, sir. At this point in time, we are in the process of looking for a new building. Our lease expires in FY24, April to be specific. So at that point in time, it does take a year for us to get a new building. So this is for the FY25 request. I believe at that time we should have sufficient space.
Okay. The game control board, are they doing that same this or not?
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, the situation we're in right now, we've told the owner of the building and we've told game control we need more office space. If they're not willing to do the construction, and we get this expansion, we told them we're going to have to find a new place to live.
Okay, so that means the game control is not looking for another building. They would stay here.
They would stay here.
Okay.
Yeah. We would move our operation elsewhere. It has adequate space for us to house all these
How would that hinder us being away from
They're always just a quick phone call or meeting away or Zoom meeting away. We have most of our discussions over the telephone, so that wouldn't change.
Because that's the way it was before.
Right.
How many square feet do you need?
Well, I don't want to go by square feet, Commissioner, but I would go. We need about 6 or 7 more offices.
And plus a meeting room with the hill.
Yes.
Yes.
The construction going to go there. We need a. The whole
thing. It's pretty easy to tension on the garages and build it all out on that.
We've offered to move into some of these other buildings, so we wouldn't have to necessarily change our location that drastically. But a lot of these other buildings in this complex are owned by other people, believe it or not. Oh. Not owned by the same outfit.
Okay.
We found that out. We thought, well, we'll just move into that building. There's no one there, but it's owned by someone else.
Well, that person could step up and go over there anyways.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many offices do you need?
Need about 6, 7 more.
How many do you have? How many is that total offices?
That'd be about 17 offices.
17.
Right now we have.
And a conference room and a meeting.
Conference room. Yeah, we have.
Oh, you need a conference room and a meeting room.
And we have people out in the open right now, and that's not ideal to work, especially investigators if they need privacy.
Right.
We're just dealing with it right now because we. No sense in complaining. Nothing's going to change. So that's why we're potentially looking for a new location for the Racing Commission.
So the current owner, had they got back to you at all? Or
no, we spoke with the building engineer. Told him, gave him a heads up that we would be looking at this. We've had discussions with him, and we'll have to have further those discussions with the facility. But if we do get this expansion, I'm not sure that we can fit 6 new offices with the open space that we have right now. It'll be really tight.
All right. Well, that's just about it.
Okay. One more thing that I would like to point out, and I won't take any more time beyond that, is that to the right on your books, you do see a lot of numbers, FY 23, 24, 25. I'd like to point out that the commission would be requesting a special appropriation to cover the amount of employee liability, and these were the numbers that I spoke about this morning, and that's why the information changed in the bookers on Friday. But right now, in FY24, employee liability is at $51,200, and FY25, GST has set the rate at $122,200. Previously, our vacancy rate was about 4% vacancy rate. Just to quickly recap what that means, I'm pretty sure you all do. However, in a perfect world, of course, we cannot expect 100% of our positions to be vacant. So therefore, we have to have some kind of vacancy savings and or vacancy amount basically built into our budget. Because again, we always have attrition. People retire, people leave. Our commission is smaller. It's not traditional to a lot of larger agencies that continuously have 3 positions, turning over and or vacating each month. But we are required to set some kind of a vacancy rate. So traditionally, we put that at about 4%, which is about 1 position. Currently, we have 2 vacant positions, a veterinarian and also the staff manager, the staffing licensing coordinator position. So we are told right now to keep our vacancy rate at 4%. If we would have left it to remain flat as we were indicated, and this is what I spoke to DFA about this morning, it would have been 22%, which is about 5 positions. And right now we are hired well above that. So I explained to DFA, I don't want to have to terminate any positions or, request for any additional monies at the end of the year. I would just rather go into flat and ask for special appropriation, possibly for the next 2 fiscal years, in order to cover the increase in employee liability insurance that we received this year from GST.
Makes sense.
And with that, I stand for any questions.
This is way over my head to start off with. But I kind of understand where you're coming from on this.
And commissioners, just to give you a little enlightenment, the liability increased significantly due to litigation issues. When we get sued, sometimes it costs you money on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Our equipment, there's no
money comes out of our ledger for somewhere like Garrett, right? That comes out of state management, right?
Yes, the risk management division handles all that for us. But in one case, we settled this year. The agency had to pay 50% of it, and risk management took 50% of it. But as far as paying for the representation, it's taken care of by that agency. But any payments that must be made, that's depending on the timing, we are subject to 50% of it. And if we don't settle, then we're liable for 100% of it, which a lot of times forces our hand to just go ahead and settle. It becomes a business decision, not a stand on principle, you win or you lose situation. Mm. It becomes a financial matter to the agency, and the agency doesn't have the budget to gamble on cases sometimes and take a hit of $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. We'd have to pay that out of our budget. So it forces our hand quite a bit.
Sure.
It's an interesting system, just the way it works.
So what percentage do you use for inflation?
For the vacancy rate, traditionally we run about 4%.
For the vacancy. Okay, what about everything else, health insurance and everything else?
Those rates, unfortunately, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, those rates are given to us by GST. So there are certain numbers, and I can give you a complete listing of those numbers, but basically, I guess GST calculates it somehow and provides it to the entire state, not just our agency, but to the entire state, and they divide up those numbers among all the agencies, I guess, depending on litigation. It's also for vehicles, it's property insurance, that type of stuff that they share. I don't know the specifics, how they come up with those numbers. I do apologize for that. We can find out.
Because I know everyone's insurance rates are really going up, especially businesses. That's why I asked, because I'm not sure the state knows that, because their insurance rates are going up. Also, that's something we can't control at all. We need the insurance to keep on operating. Without that insurance, we're done. So, okay, I'm just wondering. Hey, I need a motion to, any questions for him? I need a motion to approve this agenda.
So I'll move, Commissioner Schmidt.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
David Hasse Sanchez.
Yes.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Donnie Cook.
And Mr. Chairman, Honorable Commissioners, if you recall, this is the second part of the Downs of Albuquerque capital improvement request. Pursuant to Rule 15.2.2.10, it is a two-step process. The first matter was discussed at last week's meeting. This is a follow-up meeting to complete the process. Mr. Cook graciously provided additional information for the commissioners, and that information is in your books. Mr. Cook.
Chairman, Commissioners, Don Cook with the Downs of Albuquerque. The Downs is requesting retroactive approval for an unscheduled capital improvement project. The project's been in the planning for quite some time. Really didn't have time to get the forms to you guys because there was a lack of vendors, available product, supply chain issues. Then the company, the digital scoreboards, came to us and said that we can have the board installed prior to our opening of September 1st. Mm-hmm. We did go out and get a second bid for the Jumbotron from RSI Racing Systems. Their bid came in slightly higher. We're talking Jumbotron here, not the auxiliary board that digital scoreboards can furnish. RSI came in at $218,852. Digital scoreboards came in at $214,933. So comparing the board price to the, you know, two companies on the board price, digital scoreboards came in at $4,000 less. And then we did find the auxiliary board. Digital scoreboards did come up with an auxiliary board that we've been looking for. They came in at $149,321. They were the only company that could guarantee that it would be in place by September 1st. We wanted to go out. Other companies could have bid it, but they couldn't guarantee it by September 1st. So We felt there was no reason for them to bid it, so they couldn't guarantee the product. So digital scoreboards did come through. We'd like to start the project tomorrow. They are coming into town tomorrow and begin the project. So we are asking a total capital improvement project of $364,254. Your staff had a question about the gross receipts tax. That does not include gross receipts tax on this amount.
Okay, then. How would that affect this? Between that the gross receipts tax actually?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I would probably defer that to Mr. Bustamante. I believe there's some applicable rule regarding gross receipts tax on capital improvement projects.
Right, exactly. The question was that the initial bids as submitted did not address whether gross receipts were included or not. And Mr. Cook graciously indicated in his supplemental information, quote, New Mexico gross receipts tax will be added to the total price. So essentially, Mr. Cook, on behalf of the Downs-Ballot, he did address that one question that we had regarding that. Did the cost include the
ROE thing is to find out when the tax is going to be paid or if it's included. That's it.
It basically is whether the taxes were in fact considered as part of the total price or be added. And Mr. Cook advised in his August 21st, 2020 supplement, the gross receipt taxes will be added to the total.
So in the motion, Richard, would it be $364,254 plus gross receipts?
Correct, sir. Mm-hmm. And Honorable Commissioners, it could actually just be an approval of the capital request rather than a retroactive, given the fact that essentially it's not as if the materials are already worked off.
Yeah.
So it could be just a motion to approve the Downs of Albuquerque capital request for the purchase of the two LED boards by Digital Touch.
Okay. Another question, Mr. Cook. When did this thing take place, or what?
How long has it been in the planning stages? Yes. Quite a while.
Okay.
It's the parts were from overseas, and we've been, for instance, I ordered my Rockefeller tea March 1st. Guaranteed I'd have it June 1st, okay? I just got them last week. They came from Italy. Okay, I believe these parts come from Taiwan. Okay. I'm 100% sure. So we started calling vendors. They could not guarantee they could get the material here in time by September 1st. So we were going to push this back to 24. We were just going to say, well, we won't do it this year. We'll just do the project in 24. And then Digital Scoreboards came back and said, we got the material, we can get it installed. So basically, nobody can guarantee the material in time for the project. So that was the holdup. That was the problem.
The only thing that be nice if you all would have let Izzy know what was going on, because this is like a big surprise to us, you know, we did.
Big surprise to me too. Because we didn't think this was going to happen until next year. So okay. Then at the last second, hey,
because this we normally don't do stuff this fast, right? Like this,
right?
And that's what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
But as long as we follow all the rules and make sure that we're in compliance with all our rules, I think it'll be fine. But it was kind of a rush thing. I'm not used to rushing things.
Yeah. Well, in the spirit of the cap, the reason why the state gives you a break on your capital improvement tax if you reinvest back into your company.
Absolutely.
So we are, is this project going to increase our handle to traffic? Who knows? But it is going to enhance the fan experience, because it is. So I do apologize. I've done over $50 million worth of capital improvement projects by the T. This one was kind of sprung on us kind of late.
Yeah, this one's different because it's a rush job. And as long as we, all I'm saying is, next time if you can do some kind of headway on this stuff, it's no problem. But we understand where your position is. But the thing is, we had to rush and make sure that everything is right. And it takes a while to do that. But we got it. It just kind of put us in a little bind. But anyways, we got it, I guess. Everyone's happy with this.
Right. And your grandkids will be dead before you can write your problem. You got more right on.
Thank you for being that. What about me?
No, by looking at your financials, unless you got, there's no possibility you can let up. But, you know, the sound gets more.
Right.
I mean, it takes two lifetimes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's going to be written off regardless.
So that's my sales pitch. This all came together late, but we're very excited about having this place by September 1st.
We're good.
Then I need a motion to approve it, and not retroactively to approve this.
So Richard, read it.
I need a motion. It seems more complicated than I
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Commissioners, I understand that the Commission would like to consider a motion to approve the Downs of Albuquerque capital improvement request for the purchase of two infield LED boards, a permanently installed one, as well as a portable one from Digital Scoreboards, the cost being $364,254 plus New Mexico gross receipts tax.
So moved, Commissioner Smith. Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call vote on this, please.
David Hasse Sanchez.
Yes.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Passes. Okay, let's move on. Thank you. Thank you, Donnie. Appreciate it. To rate review, John is fine.
This can
Thank you, Donnie.
And Honorable Commissioners, this is the matter of the race review appeal from Trainer John Steinbach. Mr. Steinbach is present. And just for the record, basically, pursuant to Commissioner Rule 15.2.5.14E2, the committee shall state, once the commission hears the information and evidence, the committee shall state its conclusions as to the merits of the objection and shall make a recommendation to the commission as to whether to uphold the steward's determination or to revive the order to finish. The commission shall then make a final determination as to the order to finish. And Mr. Steinbach, you could raise your right hand. You hereby swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
All right, thank you. So please state your name for the record.
John Spangle.
All right, and please state your connection to this race review appeal.
Yes, I'm the trainer of Fearless Mun, the horse that was disqualified.
Okay, all right. Come on up, sir, and essentially there's a pointer there for you.
Okay.
Director Trejo is operating the remote, the video of the race. So you just let him know when you need him to stop it, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Well, I'll let him watch it once, then we'll go. How about that? I'm the four, and this qualification involves a five.
What are we watching it on or what?
For the record, Commissioners, this will be the pan shot, the sixth race, August 13, 2023, Redosa Downs.
The boards in the
four.
I know which one you
call the
five.
The five. So if you go by the head on shot or
yeah, don't walk the one yet. Yeah.
For the record, this is the head on shot of the same race.
They're saying the four interfered with the five. Could be when it's on the five.
Five got you ever check up?
No, I got to get a check up. No, he didn't. If you play the pan again, my point of you know, I don't take it slightly, and I respect the stewards and the job that they have. And I've started just short of 7,000 horses, and I've had multiple taken down from coast to coast. And I 99.9% of the time agree with what the job that they do, and I don't want to be up here doing this. But in this particular case, I think that they were wrong in their ruling and going over their rules. Right there, my horse has the run of the track. She has the clear way to the lead. And at that point right there, that mare, the five horses I'm talking about, she leaves in her left lead. She stays in it the whole race. She never changed lead. The jockey never checks his horse. And at that point, that horse chose due from dirt to move in. He never moves. He never quits riding his horse. And if you look at the head on of my guy, he was penalized and given 3 days. And if anything, my horse was impeded by my rider as much as anybody. If you watch the head on, he keeps her head cocked to the left once she starts drifting out. And I believe what started my horse, that started it to drift out, is away from the gate. The two horse moves out just enough. It kind of catches my horse's attention. She starts that drift. You'll see about 50 yards into it. See, he goes in, but right here, as the one horse comes out, now watch, that horse comes toward me. That kind of sends my mare moving out a little bit. But you look at my horse's nose right there, and he continues to keep it cocked. And, you know, we're racing each other, but we're also racing the clock. And at no point in time did I feel like that my horse ever impeded that other horse. Did it slow it down? You look at that horse's performance, which that's not on, is about the hearing today, but that horse has a consistent history of running about 300-350 yards, and that's as far as that horse can run. That horse has nothing to lose but a jock mount here, and I think you have to look for a reason to disqualify my horse. There's not a clear reason to disqualify it. And when you listen and when they announce the disqualification of my horse, I mean, the court of public opinion and the people that are up there betting on those horses are the reason they booed that decision. And
where was he placed, your horse?
I was placed back behind the five. The five running just where it always runs. It runs six. And the only time that horse has ran really well runs in short races. My horse exceeds when it, the further it goes down.
And this one, 400 yards?
440 yards. Hopefully. Yes, sir. And you know, we're competing there for time in an $800,000 race. And they absolutely have nothing to lose, where we have everything to lose. And that's why I brought this forward today, because, like I said, I think the stewards do a really good job overall, and I think they're fair, and they try to be fair, but I think they really have to stretch it to disqualify my horse.
I'd like to see a pinch out of this. Let's see where we're at.
Fairly, Mr. Steinbach, you can walk up to the team in the fifth corner if you'd like.
I think I'm good. I think you guys get the point.
Yeah. Many races.
Yeah. Well, and you look at the fact that the chart on the horses. I mean, at the time in the stretch, that filly was called sixth by three lengths. I'm not sure that's correct. I'm not sure she was quite that far back. But right here, the outside horse, the six horse, takes her over. There's no change of order of finish. She's never going to beat the two inside horses. She's never going to beat me, and she's absolutely not going to beat the horse on the outside of me. She's done. She's out of the race already. And I feel like if the guy on the five horse at any time felt like he was in jeopardy or it was unsafe out there, he would have checked and come up around if he's got any sense at all. But he didn't have that feeling. He needed his horse.
What did you let me know? Well, you remember that?
Yeah, we changed nothing. And especially the outcome of the race.
Yeah. And you basically placed last.
No. They have a two horses back there, or less. And they're just placed right behind her. No. Probably fifth. That would be right behind her.
And I just don't see that we impeded that horse in any way. That horse never flowed up because of my horse, and she's well beaten there, and you run another 4 yards
back
to a new horse.
Or the direction was supposed to be. This. Okay.
She's fifth there. He's not going to change the outcome of that race.
Nothing about that old board. Slow or regular?
Huh? Slow or regular? Slow.
Well, I need to see the middle of this.
I want to watch the head on again because I want to see how the horse's head, which way I knew they were turning it, but I want to see when start turning to the left. What the jockey did. It looks like the number five horse looked like a jockey was trying to get his horse to the left because now the head's this way. But when your horse was coming in, the number five looked like his head, her head is cocked this way, the head is cocked to the left. Watch, look back there.
Well,
when your horse was,
and you could make the argument he was trying to stay in between the hole, but the hole was outrunning.
Mm-hmm.
But and there wasn't. But he didn't have the speed.
Look at the number five horse. Her head is popped.
Yes, and
that, instead of being afraid of that horse, they cocked it to the left. I don't know why. I just don't understand that. And your horse is cocked to the left, too.
Yes,
you see,
he's
but
the horse running.
Yeah, but the horse you cut in front of was cocked to the left also. I don't understand that.
Who knows what he was doing?
I don't know. I don't get that.
But he continued to ride on, and I feel like if they really felt like that was a real infraction or a rule, they'd be here sitting arguing that with us today. They have nothing to lose. The only thing they're going to lose is jog map. We lose the shot at 800,000.
Let's begin. Anything else?
Yeah, I believe our steward will testify on our behalf.
It's fine by you initially.
We have one witness we'd like to call and with Zoom. Okay. We do that now?
All right. Okay. And okay. Do you see the individual there?
Yes, it's G.R. Carter. And I'm sure most of you guys are familiar with G.R.
Yeah. Zoom?
On Zoom.
G.R. Carter.
Hello, everyone. They let me unmute.
Can you all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Mr. Carter, if you could raise your right hand, please. Do you hereby swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under the penalty of perjury?
Yes, sir.
Right. Please state your name for the record, sir.
I'm G.R. Carter.
And please state your connection, if any, to this race.
I have no connection to the race other than as an expert witness. I rode over 25,000 quarter horse races, lots of them at Rio Dos also.
That's defined by you. Proceed with your question.
No, GR was just going to give your point, his point of view of how he saw the race. He was there and was live that day. At the race,
Mr. Carter.
Yes, I was in the grandstand and watched the race that day from the Jockey Club. And as a former jockey, the things that I do is watch the rider of the five horse, the horse that got interfered with, and that whenever you have one coming across where you feel like you're in any danger of getting. Of more or less clipping heels or being impeded drastically, you know, you will automatically come up out of the saddle just a little bit. And if you watch that rider, he never one time ever made an attempt to come up out of the saddle and to slow his horse. He was the whole time he was still riding his horse and letting his horse run the whole time that John's horse come over in front of him. So in my opinion, he was clear. And the jock of the five horse didn't feel any threat. John did a real good job of explaining the race, and I agree with almost everything he said. And in my opinion, the stewards should have looked at it. Whether did this affect the outcome of the race, which is also in your all's rules? And I don't see any way that it affected the outcome. And the outcome of the race, the finish of the race, it did not affect the five horses placing at all.
That it?
That's it.
Okay. Any questions? No questions. Okay. We'll move on to for sure. Thank you, Mr. Bagwell.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. Mr. Smith, if you could raise your right hand, do you hereby swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, other than the past two person? All right. Please state your name for the record.
Megan Smith.
And please state your connection to this race, if any.
My name is Dorothy. Please go sit down. Thanks for raising the question.
All right. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. All right, well, in this race, it was rather being a unanimous decision. We felt that the five horse, if you look in your packet that I have made for you, and the family was welcome to see these also. But in our rules, it does say that. With regard to maintaining the this is one of the views where your horse crossed out. The reason for the decision, this is the margin. If you look at the photo finish picture from this horse, getting beat by this. So Ralphie would be serving other stewards. The stewards would feel that it would cost the horse better pricing when he had to. He did not check, but he steadied his horse. He crossed over behind. The horse switched leads, and that takes time. So he had to alter his course because the full horse did come out in front of him. Mr. Trejo, will he run that down a ways? The job has to put up the thing. He has to steady the horse, stay off this horse. Is here. The only reason they didn't flip is they were in actually in the same stride. Usually, if they're in the opposite stride, there could have been a clip. But you'll see right there, their legs could have got tangled up. And we are in place to judge the race as we see it. We stop it right there. That horse is right on top of the four horse because he come out in his lane. They are supposed to stay down in their own lane. The four horse had plenty of opportunity to stay down there. Because he could have been due to the photo finish, that's why the students made the decision that they made because our rules say that we feel that he can keep in progress. If the horse has to, is intimidated, interfered with in any manner, costing him a better placing, then a disqualification basically is eliminated. I think that's what we do as we go.
Who made the objection on this place?
There was a steward's inquiry, and there was also a jockey's objection. So the jockey has applied to the violent objection. He filed an objection. Stewart's hung the inquiry. The jockey of the five called up and filed an objection against the four.
Who was the jockey of the five?
I don't have my program.
Yeah, I can ask for that.
Luis Martinez.
Who?
Luis Martinez.
I gave you guys copies of all the...
Yeah, we have it here.
Right, and I gave a copy of all three of the stewards' little narrative as to why what they saw, each individual. And I have both of the other stewards on Zoom, and they would like to testify in this hearing also. So, if you have your ready... You can do that.
I'm ready to hear it. Yeah,
I'm sorry?
I'd like to make another story.
Okay. Jason Hart on.
Good afternoon, Commission. Can you hear me?
If you could raise your right hand, please.
Yes, sir.
Do you hereby swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, under the penalty of perjury?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Please state your name for the record and your connections with this race.
My name is Jason Hart. I am a steward with the New Mexico Racing Commission.
All right. Please proceed, Stuart Hart.
Thank you, sir. So... I can, just so for the record, I cannot see the video, so I can't testify along with the video, like everybody that's present. I have seen the photos of how close the horse got to clipping heels. This is something that was a tough decision for us. We did go over it. Took us a while to go over it and over it. And this is a situation where. It's a bad situation because these are trials for a big race. And the problem we run into is we don't have a separate set of rules for trials as we do for other races. And the rules say that if it costs somebody a placing, if the interference costs somebody a placing, then it's our job to to make the disqualification, and it's a tough job. And I listened to the testimony from Mr. Steinbeau, who I respect greatly, and Mr. Carter as well. And I would have to say that before I was in this seat, this would be a situation where I might be upset by a call like this. The court of popular opinion, what we heard that phrase been brought up. But when we're in this chair, it's our job to watch the race from a fair standpoint. And we don't dispute that that Mr. Steinbeau had the best feeling in the race. He absolutely did, and she probably would have qualified. But the fact remains that this horse came over in front of this horse. I don't dispute the five horse did not, that rider didn't quit riding, but that horse does throw his head up when that other horse comes over across in front of him, in front of her, I'm sorry. They almost clipped heels. You can see in the head on and in the pan shot, the five horse does absolutely switch his leads right when it happens. And we're talking a matter of inches where this horse got beat for a placing. And so the rules are clear on this. You know, we don't want to make a disqualification. This isn't something that, you know, we enjoy. This is something that we had to sit there. We knew it was going to be a questionable call, or it was going to be an unpopular call, but we believe that the right call was made. The horse absolutely came over in front of the horse, causing him to switch leads. And the horse got beat by, I don't have the photo finish in front of me, but I have seen the photo. It's an inch or two. And if anybody says that horse switching leads did not cost him an inch or two, I don't see how that could be looked at that way, because it absolutely cost this horse a little bit of ground, which cost him a placing. And I can understand Mr. Steinbeau's stance on it. I can understand that. I would be upset as well, but the rules are the rules, and it's up to us to uphold the integrity of this race and every race at Ruidoso Downs. And that's what we did.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Is John Rausch available?
He is. 1 second, please. I can get him. He's in another meeting in the room next to me. Let me step out and get him. It'll take 30 seconds.
Any other questions?
He's getting my other witness.
Okay, I have Stuart Don Rausch here with me as well. He's here now.
Okay.
Can testify. Thank you.
Stuart Rausch, can you hear us?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, if you could raise your right hand, please.
Yes, sir.
Do you hereby swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under the penalty of perjury?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, thank you. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Don Rausch. I am a New Mexico Racing Commission steward.
All right, please proceed, sir.
I apologize. I haven't been a part of this meeting. I've been on another conference call. Regarding the disqualification for Mr. Steinbeau's horse, I don't have the videos, and I'm not sure what you're looking at, but up in the stand, when we were making our decision, it wasn't a decision that was taken lightly. It wasn't an easy decision, but to us, what we have to look at is, one, was there an infraction, and two, did it cost the other horse a better placing? To us, one, we did feel like there was an infraction. I don't know if you have the photos. When the four horse drifted out, came very close to clipping the five horse's heels. At that point, the rider had to alter course, go to the inside, and we felt like it did cost the five horse a placing, because the five horse just barely got beat by a nose. And that's how we have to base our decisions. They're not easy decisions, but it's something that we have to follow the rules by.
Thank you, Don. If we have one thing I would like to say Since I respect Mr. Steinbeck immensely, he's a very good horse trainer, and as the boys stated, these are not easy decisions for the stewards to make. We do have rules. We don't look and see if a horse can run 100 yards or if he can run 50 yards. We watch the race as it's progressing. We take into account everything that goes on in that race. And in this particular case, the stewards were unanimous, as I stated before, that the whole horse did come out. And due to the margin, the photo finish that I did show you, that little bit can cause the horse to place. And our rules are very clear about that. If it caused the horse to place, then we disqualify. So that is what we based our decision on. We did cross over in front of him. We did make him steady. We did change leads. He had to alter the course. That is why we did what we did. And just wanted to all clarification. Okay.
Are there any questions for the sort?
Okay.
Can I say one other thing?
Sure.
Going through your rules. It clearly states when the horse is on the lead, he has the clear path to the track, and I'm clearly in the lead. And I wholeheartedly disagree with that horse changing leads or being impeded in any way. That horse was never checked. Either the guy doesn't know what he's doing out there and doesn't need to have a license, because he never at any time was put in any danger. And disqualifying my horse so that that horse can be placed six over a horse that was seven is absolutely ridiculous. I had the run of the racetrack. I had the lead, period. I did not beat that horse. My horse did not. But I thank you for your time.
I absolutely understand what he's saying, that his horse is not clear. The film definitely shows that his horse is not clear at this time.
But they did not put the chip.
Well, thank goodness, but they
did. Okay.
I have a question. Is this, are we insinuating that a horse needs to clip heels and go down to make a disqualification?
No. Well, what? What do you say?
His question was, are you insinuating that a horse has to clip heels and go down before we make a disqualification? That's the question we
asked. Okay.
I'm just repeating it.
I understand. Who said that?
Don't feel prisoner.
No, I'm just saying that a horse doesn't have to go down.
Who was that, Jason Hart or?
Jason.
This was Jason. I was referring to the phrase, we said that the horse came close. The video and the pictures will show how close they came. And they very well could have clipped heels. We watched the feet go in between the other feet. We watched it in slow mo on our big screen. And the fact that
the head on shot and they're behind. In my opinion,
right. The head on shot won't show up. Talk about the fan.
And I've watched thousands of races, and I disagree with that call wholeheartedly. I think as long as you've been around, I can't believe you went for it. That is a terrible car. I've seen horses spin it from the 10-0 and the 2-0. You don't take anybody down. I've seen, thousands of races. I disagree with that.
Yes, sir. That's correct. We have to look at the, if a horse came out of his lane, and then we have to look if it cost anybody a placing. And the first thing we did after we reviewed the video, we went to the photo finish and said, I don't know if we can disqualify this horse. Let's see how far he got beat for a placing. And when he got beat such a small margin for a placing, that's what helped us determine that we had to disqualify in this case. But when we say, you know, that these horses came close to clipping heels and went down, and then we heard, but they didn't. Well, that doesn't make a decision for us. Just because they didn't clip heels doesn't mean they couldn't have. And so it was a dangerous situation in this race. And, you know, like I said, I can understand, because Mr. Steinbeck absolutely had the best filly in the race, and she was going to win the race regardless. But it absolutely cost the five horse an inch or two.
Well,
I don't see how anybody in that room can say switching leads like that will cost him an inch or two. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And I respect everybody's opinion, but this is what we have to do. I've been a steward for 35 years. I've watched thousands and thousands of races. I rode thousands of races myself. And in our opinion, and that, like I said, it was unanimous, we felt that the horse was included this time with the cost of the paper. And that's all I can say. What's up to you guys?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And Honorable Commissioner Smith, for the record, I want to advise Stuart Smith as well as Mr. Steinbaum that they both are free to question any of the witnesses if they'd like.
Mr. Steinbaum, do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, I don't think so. Just addressing what Jason said about almost and going on the pan shot, you know, I don't think any of us and where the picture was taken can say how close it actually was. When they used to have the fools deal where you could see and you read the chart, it wasn't that close at all. And you're talking about inches. You're right, costing the horse a placing. But how do you know, how can you say that horse didn't cost itself its placing? That horse was passed. It was getting dirt in his face. It altered its own course. The jockey didn't change it. He was trying to get out of the path of the dirt.
And why was he getting dirt in his face?
Because the horse getting out run
into his length.
No, but I had the run of the racetrack. I was clearly in the lead.
Pass it by your standing still.
Pass it. Okay. But thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I know we can.
Hello, folks.
Dan really wants to say something.
Yeah, Dan.
Hey there. Are you intending to go into closed session to deliberate on this matter?
Can we?
Yes, you could. It's an adjudicatory matter. You could go into closed session. I do have some. I don't know what the normal practice of the commission is, but I do have. If we could. Sir, Vice Chair Sanchez, members of the commission, I do have about 5 minutes worth of legal advice for you on this matter. I would like to go into closed session, or I could take a recess and confer with, well, I think the best way is to go into closed session for a few minutes, if you could.
Okay.
Well,
so he wants to go into closed session.
Yes, that's that. I'd like to make a motion going into closed session. Possible.
And part of the motion.
Oh, no. Second. The motion. Yeah,
no.
Well, I just wanted the motion.
So I'm going to mention tonight what second.
Okay, and you have to read that, whatever it is.
No. We,
you read it.
We weren't prepared for it to go into closed session.
Well, maybe that Richard can read
it. Well, what we could do is
can you read it?
Yeah. I could speak on the phone. No. Speakerphone.
Dan, can you
ask him, he's got it.
Can you do the language to go into closed session?
Sure. I think the motion is fine. And then when we come out of
motion. Okay.
The motion was made. We just need a roll call vote.
Okay.
Okay.
David Hossie Sanchez.
Yes.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes. Okay, we're now in closed session. Okay, we're trying to come back here to open session. And our
thank you very much.
Read something, please.
Yes, actually, I'm going to say it from memory. Let the record reflect that the only matters discussed in closed session were those relating to the deliberations on the race review of John A. Steinbaum's appeal, and that no final actions were taken.
That's right. Thank you.
All right, Chairman, Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that the Commission would like to consider the following motion. Following the review of the race video, of the consideration of all the witnesses and their testimony, and after deliberations, the Commission would like to consider the following motion to reverse the Board of Stewards' decision in this matter. On the basis specifically that the number four horse did not alter the course of the number five horse And the number four horse actions did not cause a loss of placement for the number five horse.
Okay. Any motion on that? So moved. Gilman's Commissioner Smith, a second. Second, Buffington.
I got a motion second. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
David Hossie Sanchez.
Yes.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Great, thank you. That's all we have with us.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you all for attending. Great time.
Take care, folks. Thank you.